Reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter Madhyalila, chapter 22, text 59. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Se Dvija Charane Amara Namaskar. Chaitanya Dande Hoyla Haina. Udiyanra, I offer my obeisances at the feet of that Brahmin whose intelligence was purified by Lord Chaitanya's chastisement. Omigana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulatamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Stuyvesant Falls, which I took out the sty and made it Vasant Falls. I moved up here the day before yesterday, and I'm still settling in. I see I need better light in this room because when I put on those lights, they somehow don't really work. So I'm going to do that. Great time in New Jersey. I'll go back there soon also. I'll probably stay up here 2 weeks. But it's nice also seeing the people up here. The day I arrived in the evening, Gopriya and Narottam, her husband, came over. We spent a few hours talking. It was nice. And I see Don Cayley's there. He's been taking care of the place and helping me. It's a nice atmosphere here. And it's also comforting just knowing that my next door neighbor is Ravindra Sarup Prabhu. And right across the street from me is Satsarup Das Goswami. So that's nice. So I guess I always give a summary, but they had this idea that these wonderful pastimes, and not seen by everyone. Naham pakasya sarvasya yoga maya samabrita, it says in the Gita. I am not known to the foolish and unintelligent. And we made this point in a very, very practical way, that just the senses does not guarantee proper perception. One of my themes, even in studying the Bhagavatam, is how important the mind is, seeing the mind, and how important it is, the condition of our mind when we see things. If perception was just dependent on the senses, then everybody would have the same opinions about the political situation in America, because they're seeing the same things. But they each have different groups of friends and enemies, and what they admire and what they dislike. So attitude, senses, intelligence, knowledge, so many things goes into seeing something properly. If you don't know what something's function is, are you actually seeing it? Like, let's say I gave the example, I brought a pair of Kartals and I was going to preach to the Eskimos. And they saw them, but they didn't know it was a musical instrument. Maybe they think it's earmuffs. They're seeing it, but are they seeing it if they don't understand what it is? And that's one of the important functions of knowledge in this world, to have proper perception so we can act properly. We get educated. Jnana Chakshus. We see through the eyes of the Shastra, a higher perspective, like a mature, educated parent than a little five-year-old child. The child's perception will be higher if he's obedient to the parent who actually knows. So therefore, there's this sense here that not everybody knows what's going on, even though they may see Lord Chaitanya. And also, we may not know what's going on sometimes from our limited perspective. That's why it says Acharya, Purusho, Veda. We understand the Vedas through the Acharya, through the teacher. People read the same thing and come to varying conclusions. So we're getting this view here, and we're seeing the activities of Lord Chaitanya and his relationships with people and his teachings. In fact, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I think Prabhupada gave the subtitle, The Life and Teachings. So we're here in the Chaitanya Bhagavata, we're getting the life and teachings. And one thing about the life of Lord Chaitanya is Nija Nam Ras, the flavor of Nam, but which name? His own name, because he's God, but he's in the mood of the devotee for the purpose of being able to relish the devotion in chanting his own name. So this is what he does. And this is historical too. And he's having these nocturnal, these kirtans. They start in the evening and they go for 10, 12 hours. And they come to another platform. They come to another platform in the proper way. In fact, this is unusual, but I may read something from my book, Kirtan Sutras, of the best kirtan I was ever in. If someone asked me the best kirtan I was ever in, this is the best kirtan. Okay, generally, somehow reading is harder to hear than lecturing, but let's try. So this is a kirtan I did in the place where I joined a kirtan in a place called Farukabad. There was a Radharaman Goswami, and he put his children in the Gurukula. In fact, one of those boys grew up to become a famous Ayurvedic physician. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I get a message out of the blue to come to his clinic and he'll treat me for free. Tanmay Goswami. He's actually pretty known. So this was his father, who is a great saint. And he was a principal of a school in this place, Farukhabad, which is a little, maybe 900,000 people. But Farukhabad, before the Muslims changed the name, was Panchaldesh. It was the place where Draupadi had her Swayamvar, her contest for her hand in marriage. Many, many things happened there. It was a very, very pious place. So I'll just read. The power of shared feelings and extraordinary transcendental emotion tends to increase in communal kirtan. Let's make a little comment. Jiva Goswami said that Sankirtan is better than kirtan. When you do it with others, it gives special feelings of bliss. I remember a kirtan I joined one summer in 1986 in the Indian town of Farukhabad, where Bibi Govinda Swami was leading our Sankirtan group in the town's annual Ram Bharat procession. So they have like a small town Macy Day parade in the evening with floats. And there's, you know, a million people lining the streets. Almost 1 million people from the district lined the streets for the yearly commemoration of the wedding of Sita and Ram. I could barely stand the muggy August heat, but it was the portable lanterns on the heads of the dozens of coolies walking by our side to light our way that made the setting so intolerable. One can't imagine how many bugs even a single lantern can attract on a muggy summer night in India. Govinda Swami is not an ordinary kirtaniya. He grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, the son of a famous music agent. Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash frequented his house and often held him on his lap. He joined the Krishna Conscious Movement in 1971 when he was still quite young, and soon moved to Vrindavan, where he was trained at the feet of some of the greatest kirtan masters. On that muggy night in August, Govinda Swami's sweet, powerful, melodious kirtan, with a host of expert Bengali and African-American madanga players, was exceptionally potent. Due to my discomfort, when it all began, all I can think of was, when will this end? Shortly, however, the mantra, the melody, the rhythm, the camaraderie, and the grace sent us to another world, as it did the throngs of Indian villages lining the streets. I closed my eyes and absorbed myself in the Sankirtan. What seemed a relatively short time later, I opened my eyes. It was 5 a.m. It was startled. How did that happen? Now I know. Yoga made easy by music. So that was just like a personal experience that, you know, with pure kirtan ears and the right mood, it goes to another level. So who can imagine the kirtan? I see Krishna Premi's there. I don't know if Radha Charan's there, but if he is, he was also there in that kirtan. I'm sure he remembers it to this day. It just brought it to another world. So, but Lord Chaitanya would do this every night. We're famous for our kirtan mailers, but they do it every day. And when you see Indian life in its kind of self-sufficient, socially organized village life, there just seemed to be more time. Modern life just robs you of any time. Even the fact that you didn't travel to work, you worked in your village. Even the fact that You had a vacation every year for 4 months during the rainy season. But people just had more time, quality of life. So the people, they were doing kirtan every night. And he keeps it, I'm going to get up to where we are today quickly, hopefully. He keeps it confidential. And we explain this point, is that kirtan means opening your heart to God in the assembly of devotees. And we don't offer our heart, open our heart, unless we are confident of the confidence and the relationships of the people we have. And not only the relationship we have with them, but their understanding of our hearts. And this is a spiritual thing. So it has to be people of a certain level who understand spiritual emotions as not sentiment, but spiritual emotions as actually born from the soul. So these kirtans were there. And outside people are militantly not allowed. A couple doesn't allow people into their bedroom. You know, even in an Indian, traditional Indian house, in the center, there was a room for the husband and wife where no other members of the family can cross. Because it's where confidential activities happen that the children and others don't have the access or the experience to understand the conjugal relationships of the parents. And therefore, it has to be an inner place, a confidential place where the husband and wife can open themselves up, where they can't do that even with the rest of the family. In the same way, this is that kind of confidential thing where devotees are opening their hearts and expressing a lot of sentiment, which cannot be understood unless people have a frame of reference to that type of feeling. So then we know the story that the outside people is things that they're a little bit inimical. And then this Brahmin, he wants to come in. And he's austere. He's paramasadhu. He's extremely saintly. And he doesn't have any fault. And he keeps on begging Srinivas to let me into your house, let me into your house. And finally, Srinivas said, well, you know, you're so saintly. Just, Lord Chaitanya's a little sensitive about this. Just stay in the corner. And true enough, he goes in. And what did the kirtan look like? Who's Nityananda and Gadadhar are just swinging around madly. The older Advaita Acharya is roaring and running here and there in ecstasy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are ecstatic symptoms coming from his body. He's crying, he's laughing, the hairs are standing on end. The Ganga, tears are flowing out of his eyes like the Ganga. And this is going on, and all of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya stops. He said, I'm not feeling the ecstasy. I'm not feeling it. There must be someone here who is not Swajatiya. He's not in the same like mind. And therefore, I can't open my heart in a way that people will misunderstand what it is. And Srinivas, well, there is one Brahmin, but yeah, he's always advanced. He just drinks milk. And then Lord Chaitanya, very frankly, tells him, "This you can't get devotion just by drinking milk or any other quality, material quality. Even if you're a sannyasi, even if you're austere, even this is a lesson for us, it doesn't matter. No matter your intelligence, your austerity, your It doesn't matter. Those things may come, but they may come from a heart which is surrendered unselfishly in coordination with the flow of God's will as it's manifest in the Shastra and expressed through our gurus. That kind of heart, that kind of love, I want to please you. I'm a part of God. I'm meant for your service. So let me be guided by your will and your desire. Such an expression of affection. That's what attracts God. And Lord Chaitanya becomes so upset. He puts his hands in the air and points his finger in the air and says, "No one can attain me simply by drinking milk. Only by loving surrender." And then the brahmachari is asked to leave. And he thinks, "I know my offense. I was punished inappropriately. For me, for my desire, not for the service of the Lord, my own pleasure, I try to barge in, not being considerate to the feelings of God. Spiritual life is not for our exploitation and enjoyment. It's for the pleasure of Krishna and the devotees. And the mood of a devotee is to be considerate. It's not about me. Not about me." I remember I had one friend that got married after being a very staunch and powerful, charismatic brahmachari. And then after a few years, he had the realization. He said, "I had a realization. It's not all about me." That's material consciousness. So no consideration for my pleasure. So he condemned himself, and the Lord called him back, because again, God hears the hearts. And he understood, yes, you have the mood of a devotee. He put his lotus feet on his head and said, "Don't be proud of your austerities." The Brahmin cried. Devotees offered him obeisances now. And what did they offer him obeisances for? Not for paramasadhu, tapasvi, nadosha, for his faultlessness, his supreme saintliness. What did they offer him? For accepting the will of God. And just see how powerful repentance is. That remorse. I made a mistake. That remorse is also in Sanskrit tapa. It's heat. It's austerity. It burns the false ego. So the thing that was separating him from God and separating him from the kirtan and separating from him from the holy name was now burnt up immediately by the power of his remorse. And once that was burnt up by the power of remorse, the false ego, the center, I'm the enjoyer, superiority, I'm wrong. As soon as he came, "I'm wrong, I'm an offender, I committed this mistake." And he removed that separation, and Lord Chaitanya benedicted him. And therefore, now we get to this And then Lord Chaitanya just danced in ecstasy because now this person was his confidential associate. And now this verse, I offer my obeisances at the feet of the Brahmin whose intelligence was purified by Lord Chaitanya's chastisement. Now we'll read today's verses. In this way, the Lord performed kirtan every night, but no outsiders had the right to watch. So he didn't bar his rule. Those who weren't swajitiya, they may have been devotees, but if they weren't real swajitiya, if they weren't close in heart, like-minded, they couldn't come in. But mostly it was people who were not devotees. Or I say the devotees were inside, but those people who were not like-minded were out. As a result, all the people of Nadia were distressed at heart, and they put the blame on the atheists. Because he said, you know, because Lord Chaitanya, he's keeping it very strict, because some atheistic people could come in. So he said, because of the foolish, sinful blasphemies, we're unable to see such a festival. They are all sinful atheists whose only business is to blaspheme. They are deprived of seeing such kirtan, so they simply suffer. Because of the sinful atheist, Nimai Pandit refused to allow even good people in. Well, it's not exactly that, because it's just not the sinful atheists. That Brahmacharya wasn't a sinful atheist in that sense. He just had some pride. He is a devotee of Krishna talking about Lord Chaitanya, so he knows everything. Moreover, his heart is most pure. If we are devoted to him, then somehow we will certainly see his dancing one day. So just imagine how charismatic Lord Chaitanya was. There's a verse, I'm not sure which scripture is. Ajanu Lambita Bujo. He had the symptoms, all the symptoms of a Mahapurush, including very graceful long arms. Ajanu Lambito Bujo Kanika Vitaro. And that golden complexion. Ajanu Lambito Bujo Kanika Vitaro Sankirtanaika Pitaro. And he inaugurated this Sankirtan movement. Vishvambaro Ajanu Lambito Bujo Kanika Vitaro Sankirtanaika Niparo Kamalaya Taksho. They have beautiful lotus eyes. Kamalaya Taksho, Vishvambaro, Dvijaharo, Yugadharma Palo. So this is Lord Chaitanya, so attractive. And people want that kind of, sangha. If we are devoted to him, then somehow we will certainly see his dancing one day. Well, that's humble. They don't take it cheaply. This is so important in devotional service. Utsayan nisayat dharyat, that one is very patient. And what is the patience? The patience is what we're aspiring for, we can't possibly pay for. We can't possibly earn. So we should never think that our effort is sufficient to join the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya, but if that effort is an expression of our humble heart, and a yearning that indicates that it's not my practice that I'm going to achieve God, but it's by my, but it's by God's mercy, then you can attract his mercy. So, and he very much appreciates that. He very much appreciates that, that you value, you understand the the concept of God blows our minds. But it's more reasonable than any other. It has more explanatory power to explain the world than any other conclusion. Like Borjan said, it makes more sense that you know the universe is emanating from Mahavishnu than it does that it came from nothing. The big questions that theists ask atheists is, why is there something rather than nothing? It's not scientific that everything came from nothing. One of the abbots said, oh, brothers, just wait. We will see the dancing to our full satisfaction right here. And maybe their desires were powerful because soon this, and we're going to read, this Sankirtan movement can't be confined to Sri Vasangam. It's one of my favorite places in Navadvipa, about a 15-minute walk from where I live, where the Sankirtan mission began. And it's interesting how the Sankirtan mission began. It began when the devotees came together intimately. And that created a, I forgot centrifugal, no, it created a combustible force, and then it spread. That's the way Krishna consciousness spreads. It doesn't spread that you just get to a temple and you all go out. It spreads when you come to a sangha and you join together very powerful, and then there's like a force that brings you out. And that's what happened. Lord Chaitanya is cultivating Krishna consciousness and doing these incredible kirtans. This incredible kirtans with his devotees. And then soon, by arrangement, because of course the Chankazi will come and break the Madanga. So therefore that place is called Kolabanganadi, the place where the Madanga is broken, because he broke the Madanga, the Muslim ruler. And on the altar, they worship a broken Madanga, but that's another thing. Nimai Pandit has appeared within Nadia to deliver the world. I tell you, he will perform Sankirtan from door to door in every house and in every town, and it's predicted. Prithivichi Achiyati Nagaradi Gram. He says, my name will be chanted in every town and village. The inhabitants of Navadvipa were most fortunate, for they accompanied the Lord in each of his incarnations, but the scholars suffered as a result of blasphemy. There's some kind of quote of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, something like the result of modern education is one becomes no better than an ass because you simply become more attracted to the allure of the world. If scholarship makes you proud, it's actually a disqualification for understanding God. Our concept of scholarship is like fruits hanging on a tree that force the tree to bend. Knowledge should make you humble. Because if you understand what actually exists, then our position, although of value, has no significance cosmically in terms of our position. We're infinitesimal. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yo vididati kama. There's one supreme eternal, there's there's many, many eternal parts. There's one supreme living force. There's many living forces. Eko buhunam yoga. And the one, he fulfills the desires of the many. Every morning, the inhabitants would go to see the Lord. Everyone brought some gift, such as some new items, bananas, ghee, yogurt, or attractive flower garland. This is basically, you know, the culture. When you go someplace, you bring some offering. It's such a beautiful part of that kind of culture. I know my mother has that culture. If I would bring anyone to the house, she'd be running around the house thinking what to give them. That's also part of the culture. So you come with an offering. It's a very beautiful part of the culture. And what does culture do? I always give that definition I read in one book, that culture is how the environment is constructed purposely to facilitate learning, relationships, and communication. And we were, I guess a lot of people have been missing His Holiness Bhakti Trumarj. He was cultured. And therefore, he had such rich relationships. And his communication was so wonderful in terms of those relationships. And therefore, he could learn from Prabhupada very quickly. Everyone went to see the Lord with such gifts. On seeing the Lord, they offered their obeisances to him. This is what human life means. I repeat certain phrases again and again. Prabhupada said, Krishna is responsive. This is relationship. Didati pritagrinati guyam atyachi prichati bunte bojate. In any culture, there's six types of exchanges of love that create love and relationships. Relationship means love. You give gifts, you accept gifts, you inquire in confidence, you explain in confidence, you give prasadam, you accept prasadam. It creates such a conduit. And especially in a community of Vaishnavas and people deep in spiritual life, when you create those relationships with them, it creates a conduit between your hearts and theirs. And that's one of the ways in which you get bhakti. The Lord said to them, may you all attain devotional service. Do not speak about anything other than the names and qualities of Krishna. So that's what an advanced person is. His speech has value. His speech is a vehicle for liberation. And thus, matchita, matkata, prana, bodhiyantas, prana. You're constantly enlightening one another. Beautiful. Shrindvata swa kata krishna punya shravana kirtana hidyanta stoyabha vidinoti siddhitam. God becomes pleased and he cleanses your heart when he sees this exchange of spiritual topics, which are a reflection of an understanding that we are servants of God. The Lord personally instructed everyone, hear the Hare Krishna mantra and be happy, chant and be happy. This is the secret. And yeah, because the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So always absorbed in spiritual thoughts, chanting the holy name. Then we don't get, and this is talking about yoga. And what is yoga? Yoga, chitta vritti nirodha, you stop the mind. And when you quell the thoughts, you can live in the soul. And what is that? Living in the soul is living in a place that's divorced from the ego. It's living in a place of gratitude. It's living in a place of compassion. It's living in a place of humility. It's living in a place of service. And living in that place means you're feeling your soul. So you stay aloof from material thoughts. We call that mantra. That's our yoga. We remain aloof by mantra. I want you to memorize this next verse. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That was the verse. The Lord continued, this is the Maha Mantra. All of you go and chant this mantra according to a prescribed number. Because before we are spontaneously attracted, if we don't set some kind of vow or determination and we leave it to our spontaneity, it's likely we'll become overwhelmed with our old material conceptions, and therefore never develop a taste for the holy name, which comes from chanting without interruption for a period of time in the right mood, because that creates the reciprocation from Krishna. And it's the reciprocation from Krishna is that pleasure of feeling God's love in that holy name and our love for the holy name. But unless you offer your consciousness with some determination, then you're not going to be experiencing the holy name. We're not experiencing fully. It's going to be filtered through your material samskaras, and you're not going to get the taste that Rupa Goswami has when he says, Tunde Tantavani Ritim Tunate Talabhyate Karna Krodaka. I can't imagine how much nectar is in these two syllables, Krishna. When I chant on my tongue, I wish for many, many tongues. When it goes in my ears, I wish for many, many ears. And when it enters into the courtyard of my heart, the senses become inert. By doing so, everyone will attain perfection. Kaler doshe nidhe rajan eko asti mahagunan kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangam brahmaje. This age of Kali is an ocean of faults, and boy, is that ocean increasing. It is madness. It is madness. Eko asti Maha, but there's one good quality, kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta. By the kirtan of Krishna, you can become liberated. Always chant, there is no other prescription. 5 to 10 people could sit together in a house and perform kirtan while clapping their hands. You should chant. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. O Paul Govindaram Si Madhusudan. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopal Govindaram Si Madhusudan. These are my instructions on how to perform Sankirtan. Go home and chant together with your wife, father, and sons. Having received mantra from the mouth of the Lord, they all became jubilant. After offering obeisances, they returned to their respective homes. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. So Lord Chaitanya is merciful, so he's giving this secret. I was reflecting this morning on the mercy that we got. The other day I was speaking to one new devotee, and the devotee was just astounded. I've come into a tradition where I can get the truth and understand the relevance of the world, and there's an explanation of how to do everything and what everything means. How fortunate. Brahmanda Brahmate Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Pasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. I'm wandering in this universe from species of life to species of life, from planet to planet, but by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, I get the Bhakti Lata Beach. And what is the Bhakti Lata Beach? The conviction in a goal that actually can give you satisfaction and happiness. I don't know how anyone could exist in the modern world and not have a nervous breakdown unless they have some spiritual perspective on it. Yeah, I spoke to one friend. He's my age. He'd make good money, and he would spend good money, and he was generous, and he did things. And now with the pandemic, his whole business is finished. There's absolutely no more income for him. But there's faith in Krishna that he protects his devotees. And there's experience of that. And what does it mean that Krishna protects his devotees? He'll always do what's best. And that's our conviction. And it's such a solace. Because nothing can go wrong, actually speaking. If you have that faith, nothing can go wrong. Because God is always there. We're never not protected. We may not always understand what he's doing. Anyway, I'm going to stop here. Actually, today, interesting, Don Kelly will pick me up. I'm going to a small, intimate program. And then probably some lunch with my new strict diet. But I always like, and I people really like, one thing they do like, they like meeting the members of our community, and it's a beautiful community. So if anybody would like to share any reflection they had today that stuck with them, then please do so. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Madhava Yadavaya Madhavaya Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusajan Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Madhava. Oh, okay, Jamuna Jaya. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a wonderful class. You said it again today, and I've been turning it over my head since you said it the other day about how tapas often equals regret. And I just, that thought has just been curling up in my mind. And the other day you aligned it with initiation being the first thing of tapas, and that I've been thinking initiate means to start, right? So it's such a nice springboard to think that my remorse about how I've been in the material world and who I've been can be such a good like springboard up into Krishna consciousness and leading back to Krishna. So when you said it again, it was even more evidence that it like drilled more into my brain. So thank you.
Well said, well said. Thank you, Sumanajaya. Okay, anybody else like to share a reflection?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Radheshwari here. Yeah. Thank you very much for wonderful stuff again. And today, the one thing stuck with me, that we can't achieve devotion, we can't get devotion by any of our efforts, by any intelligence, anything material, but only by our loving surrender. So that was nice.
Yeah, actually, we can't get devotion, we can't get by our effort, we can't get devotion by our effort, but by our effort, if it comes from a sincere heart, we can attract mercy. So it's not like the effort is nothing, but it's not the effort that we get it. But the effort can, and I think that's an important point to make, that, you know, although by our own effort, we can't attain mercy because we can attract it. Otherwise, why do anything? So it's an expression of our heart. Thank you, Rajeshwari.
The patience, you called it patience. That's the definition of patience.
The other thing, the patience means that we value the goal of Krishna consciousness so much that we don't get discouraged that immediately, you know, the highest thing is not coming because it's not cheap. And when you realize that it's worth waiting for, then that attracts Krishna's heart, and then you can get it.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Anybody else like to say hello?
This is a very simple point. Just a simple point that, you know, and very comforting to be reminded that Krishna is always protecting us. You know, the fact that we might not understand how he's protecting us, or might not even like the way he's protecting us, doesn't mean that at all times he is not protecting us. So I appreciated that reminder.
It's very confident. He's there. Yeah. Thank you, Gail. Okay. Anybody else? It was a rare Gail sighting.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hello, Maharaj. Just saying hello. It's Jan.
Jan, hi, Bo. Nice to see you. We'll touch base sometime today, maybe in the afternoon, because this shifting upstate takes a lot of energy, you know.
Anytime is good.
What's that?
Anytime is good.
Okay. Hare Bol. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for the class.
Oh, Henu and Gloria. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Good. Hare Bol. Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, okay. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Lisa.
I see you. Thank you. It's so nice. Regularly, you and your mother and the classes.
The class, Maharaj.
It's just, you know, it's just so good. Narmasaki, Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, my obeisances. Thank you for the class.
I don't know, somehow this pandemic gave some fruit. You know, that I feel, you know, if I didn't see you in Vrindavan, we wouldn't have contact. But now, twice a week or three times, you could hear classes.
Yeah.
That's great.
This is great. This is great. Thank you so much.
Okay, good.
Anybody else? Hare Krishna.
Hello? Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Lisa.
Oh, Lisa, Hare Bo. Good.
That was such a fired up class. It was, oh, that's all I could say, fired up.
Fired up? What does fired up mean?
Just like every point is like a quote.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a little bit tiring moving up here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got up first, you travel for a day, and then you unpack, and then the next morning, and I'm cooking breakfast and lunch, and then you realize all the things that you don't have here. And, Don Cayley's helping me, so we should have everything by tomorrow. Thank you, Lisa. Nice to see you. Hare Bo. Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, Nityangi, Hare Bo.
Hare Bo.
I'm so grateful.
We miss your kirtan, Maharaj.
What's that?
We miss your kirtan.
Oh, okay. Now, I'll start doing kirtan, even though it's not my thing. I will start doing kirtan. And just nice to see all of you at the classes. It's great, you know.
Thank you so much that you gather all of us from all over the world together.
I'm just so grateful that you're all in my sangha. Thank you. Hare Bo.
Thank you so much, Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
My main man, Sudama.
Hare Krishna.
Great to see you. Wow.
Thank you very much.
It's such a nice sangha, like Nityangi said, from all over the world, very nice people, you know.
Thank you.
Very good. Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. This is Krishna Prairie. Hare Krishna. So happy to come back to the classroom. Last Sunday. I said I'm so happy to come back to the classroom. Last Sunday we had the online class, so I couldn't make it. So
you had to do the translation.
Yes, last Sunday, and today I really like it really hit my heart at the end of your lecture. You said that we need to have the conviction that nothing can go wrong, knowing that this is all Krishna's will. We just have to accept Krishna's will. So I think this is very important. Then we can see Krishna's hand everywhere, anytime. Especially right now, we have to be very patient. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you can't even get a ticket out of Mayapur.
Yeah, this is how I see Krishna's will in this whole plan. But sometimes the ego still stays in the way a little bit, knowing that, oh, we have so many things to do. But ultimately, it's the best, perfect arrangement.
It's worked out great. It's more than you can imagine how much you're reading Bhagavatam and slowing down and doing all these things.
Yes, right.
With the schedule that you and your husband have, I can't imagine there's a minute in the day. Okay.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Anybody else?
Okay.
Rajarad Radhe. Rajasundari Radhe. Where is Lal?
He was listening, but he's with the garage door guy now.
Oh, that's right.
We went to fix our garage door, so. But he listened the whole time, don't worry.
Okay. Tell him I was, you know, checking on him.
I will.
Okay.
We miss you.
Tota, I got your letter. I'll answer it later. Okay?
No problem, Maharaj. Take your time.
All Okay. Anybody else? Okay, we'll end for today. I have a few things to do.